Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
This question time is for the members of this House to hold the Executive to account.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, laying down the law in a dispute over ministers' answers that drew in the two ministers outside Cabinet from the pair of one-man parties that support the government and votes on confidence and supply. First, the ACT member for Epsom, John Banks, who drew the Speaker's attention to the relevant standing order.
383 says that an answer that seeks to address the question must be given. An answer that seeks to address the question must be given. That answer given sought to answer the question. The point I want to make is, during this question time, we've had members standing up and ask the question again for seven occasions when we could have seven more questions and learn something in this House instead of turning...
Order.
Lockwood Smith brought Mr. Banks up to date.
The way that standing order has been interpreted has changed in recent times while the member was an odd member of the House. The way this Speaker interprets that standing order is that an answer must be given to the question asked, if it can be given consistently with the public interest. If ministers don't want to be held to account, the answer is very easy. Don't be a minister.
But the ACT leader's argument was picked up by the MP on his immediate left, United Futures member for Oahu, Peter Dunn.
The question then becomes, Mr. Speaker, who challenges the minister in terms of the validity of the answer given? The questioner or you as the arbiter, as the Speaker?
The Speaker said straight questions deserve straight answers, like the first two questions of the day, which asked when and why.
They were straight, fair questions. And that's where, you know, the House deserves an answer. You know, this is where ministers are held to account. And it is important that that this House can do that. The public expects it.
Lockwood Smith then invited Green List MP Gareth Hughes to repeat the question that started it all.
Given that benthic protection areas, which prohibit bottom trawling and dredging, were established for conservation purposes, will she advise the Energy Minister to decline mining permits to dredge for phosphate on the seabed?
As with previous questions for Conservation Minister Kate Wilkinson, the answer came from her Cabinet colleague Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, as Acting Minister, I'm not in a position to be able to answer that question. I do know that this Minister of Conservation works tirelessly in the interests of conservation in New Zealand.
I thank the Minister very much.
The House then heard about new rules for wheel clamping from Consumer Affairs Minister Simon Bridges, in answer to a question from one of his national colleagues, their member for Rodney, Mark Mitchell.
What progress has been made to address the growing concern around wheel clamping on private land?
Mr Speaker, I'm glad the member asks. In April and May, I met with all the key players in the parking enforcement industry about wheel clamping and the development of a code of conduct. I am pleased to report that a voluntary code of conduct has been signed by the vast bulk of the clamping industry.
Now to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman was in the committee rooms to answer questions about this year's budget allocation for his ministry. Opposition MPs queried him about reports of low morale amongst Defence Force staff, but the minister wasn't concerned.
What I'd say is, look, we're well aware of that trend. We're in the midst of a complex change program. Now, if you go out and speak to people, young soldiers who are about to be deployed, they are jumping out of their skins about their job in the NZDF. They are extremely enthusiastic. There is another group, though, who may have been in the Defence Force longer, who have found, you know, a program of change difficult to deal with. This is an international phenomenon.
Also appearing before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was Defence Chief Lieutenant General Rhys Jones. Asked about the high number of people leaving the Defence Force, Lieutenant General Jones blamed the Aussies for poaching personnel.
The Australian mining industry is starting to target the Defence Force. And Navy in particular have been targeted. They work with large machinery. They had a few people go over to the mining industry. They tipped off the mining recruiters. So yes, the Navy has been hit quite hard. You know, people have held their breath for so long. Now that the economy is starting to stabilise and grow, people have finished holding their breath and now they realise they are socially mobile and attractive in the workforce.
So opposition MPs asked if a lack of personnel was the reason why new Navy patrol vehicles couldn't be deployed.
Yes, partially it is. And it's one of the realities about the Protector program The focus was on buying equipment. The extra people for the Navy to operate that did not come with it.
Defence Chief Lieutenant General Rhys Jones speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee considering funding for the Defence Force.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament's adjourned for 2 weeks, back on Tuesday, July the 17th. I'm Tom Pruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.